This is WSKG News. I'm Gabe Altieri. Governor Cuomo's plan for free state college tuition would be the first of its kind in the U.S. That's because it would include four-year schools. But would it actually help more students get degrees? WSKG's Brett Jaspers looked into this, and he's with me now. Hey, Brett.
Good morning.
First, remind us what's in the plan.
Well, Governor Cuomo's plan is for families making up to $125,000 a year. That limit would be phased in over the next 2 years. Students would have to take 15 credits a semester, though, and there aren't a ton of details outside of those, so that's what we have to go on right now.
And will this increase affordability?
There's a critique out there from analysts who say that low-income students already get enough financial aid to cover tuition, so the real benefit will go to middle-class students who would likely finish their degree anyway without this benefit. E.J. McMahon at the conservative think tank The Empire Center gave this analysis on the show Capital Press Room.
The winner are the people who are basically in the middle class as defined by downstate standards, which are people who are middle class but make six-figure incomes. Winners are people who now are just above or just at the TAP eligibility threshold, but would get more under this.
TAP, of course, is the state's tuition assistance program, which is based on income, and all New Yorkers qualify for it if they go to college in-state, public or private.
Right. So I talked to economist Brad Hirschbein about Cuomo's plan, and he works at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. He says that, yes, there will be money going to students who don't necessarily need it to finish school, but he says research into other free tuition programs shows it would still open up the process for more people. And a big reason is that it's simple.
People can understand it and internalize it from a very young age, even. And that actually changes a lot of behavior throughout the rest of their schooling. Whereas a merit scholarship, if you figure that there's no way you can get a 3.0 GPA by the time you're in 9th or 10th grade already, then you may decide it's not worth it to even try hard. So why would you bother?
So more people would go to college because from an early age, college wouldn't be seen as unattainable. And free tuition is an easier concept to grasp than, you know, your financial aid package, especially for a middle schooler, for example. Hirschbein said this effect wouldn't take hold right away, but we'd see it more as the word got out.
What about the effect on colleges? Did you talk to any local college leaders?
Yeah, I spoke to Kevin Drum, the president of SUNY Broome, which is a community college. He thinks it's clearly good for New York families, but he's more skeptical when it comes to how it would affect the college.
Community colleges have the price point throughout all of higher education, high value, low cost. Well, what happens in a state if the low cost advantage for the community college just goes away?
Drum said SUNY Broome could take on more students right away, but would need to hire more advisors and other support staff. He thinks they'd have to enroll a lot more students to make up for the ones that they would lose to four-year schools.
And this free tuition plan is for public colleges only, right?
That's right. And that could be a sticking point with the state legislature. The New York Times reported that private liberal arts colleges like Hartwick College in Oneonta are worried it will cause their enrollments to drop.
Okay, thanks, Brett.
You're welcome.
WSKG's Brett Jaspers talking about Governor Cuomo's free tuition plan.